Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Trust in God and Do Your Part.
The reading is from the Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. After this, aware that everything was now finished, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled, Jesus said, "I thirst." There was a vessel filled with common wine, and so they put a sponge soaked in wine on a sprig of hyssop and put it up to his mouth. And when Jesus had taken the wine, he said, "It is finished." And bowing his head, he handed over his spirit. Now, since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. And so the soldiers came, broke the legs of the first and then of the other one who was crucified with Jesus. But when they came to Jesus, they saw he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. The Gospel of the Lord. Standing outside Robb Elementary School in Texas, or Top Supermarket in Buffalo, were people waiting to see if family members were dead or alive. How would you wait? Like the beloved disciple, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdala, in the midst of watching the torture of crucifixion, they stayed. In the midst of waiting to hear the response of first responders, they stayed. Jesus knew they were there, enough to ask them to take care of his mother. Like them, we have watched the horror of the events surrounding the mass shootings. We feared for children with formula crisis. We watched the people of Ukraine who lived in basements and towns without stores and had no water or had their food stolen. How have we responded? Taken on by the world community, the Ukrainian people persist. Would we be that trusting? Jesus was thrust with a lance, and blood and water flowed. Lake Mead in the west is close to running dry. It flows to the Colorado River, which supplies water through many states to California. How would people lessen their use of water for the common good? The crucified earth. People in L.A. were asked to lessen their water consumption by 15%. And didn't do so. Climate change is clearly real, but would we believe it before we have no water? Do we need to be thrust as Jesus? Our earth is suffering the crucifixion of climate change. Action is needed. How can we let our resources flow to meet the needs of others? What can you and I do today? Knowing all life depends on us, as Pope Francis says in Laudato Si. May our "it is finished" be spoken knowing we have done whatever we can to bring life to the world.